It is its own law, and by its own natural resources, is sufficient to procure the good of men and of peoples. 4. All the truths of religion have their origin in the innate vigor of the human reason. Hence it follows that reason is the sovereign guide by which man can and ought to attain to the knowledge of all truths of every kind. 5. Divine revelation is imperfect and consequently subject to a continual and indefinite progress which corresponds to the progress of human reason. 6. The faith of Christ is opposed to human reason, and divine revelation is not only useless, but it is even injurious to the perfection of man. 7. The prophecies and miracles set forth and related in Holy Scripture are poetic fictions, and the mysteries of the Christian faith are the sum total of philosophical investigations. In the books of the Old and the New Testaments are to be found mythical inventions, and Jesus Christ himself is a myth. 2. Moderate rationalism. 8. Since human reason is to be placed on the same level as religion itself, the theological sciences must be treated in the same way as the philosophical sciences. 9. All the dogmas of the Christian religion, without distinction, are the object of natural science or philosophy. Human reason, with merely its historical development, can, by its own natural strength, and relying on its principles, attain to a true knowledge of all dogmas, even those that are most abstruse, provided these dogmas have been proposed to reason itself as its object. 10. Since the philosopher is one thing and philosophy another, the former has the right and duty to submit to an authority which he himself has proved to be true. But philosophy neither can nor ought to submit to any authority. 11. The Church not only should not proceed with rigor against philosophy, but should even tolerate the errors of philosophy and allow it to correct itself. 12. The decrees of the Holy See and of the Roman congregations impede the free progress of science. 13. The method and principles according to which the ancient scholastic doctors cultivated theology are in no way suited to the necessities of our times and to the progress of the sciences. 14. No account must be taken of supernatural revelation in dealing with philosophical questions. 3. Indifferentism, latitudinarianism. 15. Every man is free to embrace and profess that religion which, guided by the light of reason, he shall have come to consider as true. 16. Men can find the way of eternal salvation and reach eternal salvation in any form of religious worship. 17. Good hopes, at least, must be entertained of the eternal salvation of all those who in no way belong to the true Church of Christ. 18. Protestantism is nothing else than a different form of the same true Christian religion, and in it one can be as pleasing to God as in the Catholic Church. 4. Socialism, communism, secret societies, biblical societies, clerico-liberal societies. These pestiferous organizations have been often condemned in the gravest terms in many encyclical letters and allocutions. 5. Errors concerning the Church and her rights. 19. The Church is not a true, perfect, and completely free society. She does not enjoy her own proper and constant rights conferred on her by her divine founder, but it is the province of the civil power to define what are the rights of the Church and what are the limits within which she may exercise those rights. 20. The ecclesiastical power must not exercise its authority without the permission and assent of the civil government. 21. The Church has not the power to define dogmatically that the religion of the Catholic Church is the one true religion. 22. The obligation strictly incumbent on Catholic teachers and writers is limited to those points which have been defined by the infallible judgment of the Church as dogmas of faith to be believed by all. 23. The sovereign pontiffs and ecumenical councils have gone beyond the limits of their powers. They have usurped the rights of princes and have erred even in definitions concerning faith and morals. 24. The church has not the power to use force. She has not any temporal power, direct or indirect. 25. Besides the power inherent in the episcopate, there is another temporal power granted to it by the civil authority, expressly or tacitly, which may in consequence be revoked at will by the civil authority. 26. The church has not the innate and legitimate right of acquiring and holding property. 27. The sacred ministers of the church and the Roman pontiff must be absolutely excluded from all care of and authority over temporal things. 28. Bishops have not the right to promulgate even apostolic letters without the permission of the civil government. 29. Favors granted by the Roman pontiff must be held to be null and void if they have not been asked for through the civil government. 30. The immunity of the church and of ecclesiastical persons has had its origin in civil law. 31. Ecclesiastical tribunals for the temporal causes, civil and criminal, of clerics, must be completely done away with, even without consulting the Holy See and in spite of its protestations. 32. The privilege of personal immunity by which clerics are exempt from the burden of military service can be abrogated without any violation of natural law and equity. The progress of society demands this abrogation, especially in a society endowed with a more liberal form of constitution.